store moves through Pennsylvania.
I think we have to have a very careful review of who's giving a fair shot to the American people, because what I'm going to do is make sure that every American has an opportunity to achieve their dreams.
He told several hundred foundry workers today that he, not President Obama, is the White House candidate who will give them a fair shot in a struggling economy. In his weekly address, President Obama says there's a stalemate in Washington that needs to be broken.
I need you to remind your members of Congress why you sent them to Washington in the first place. Tell them to stop worrying about the next election and start worrying about the next generation.
In this week's Republican address, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says that the president needs to pay more attention to the needs of the country.
More big government is not the answer, as the president contends. Instead, we need to confront the powerful special interest in Washington and put the hardworking taxpayers back in charge of our government. We need to think more about the next generation than we do about the next election.
Also at SRNNews.com, CEO Steve Forbes sees a wave of conservative politics rolling through the country. He tells the Salem Radio Network that Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's recall election victory is just one example.
Governors in Oklahoma, governor there, Fallon trying to get rid of the income tax, governor of Kansas, slashing income tax rates. I mean, the American people know we got to make a change. The elites don't get it yet.
Forbes also believes that Republican Mitt Romney can beat President Obama in November. More than 1,500 firefighters are now battling a wildfire in Colorado that's burned some 85 square miles in at least 112 homes. More firefighting crews have been arriving to the site about 15 miles west of Fort Collins. The fire is 20% contained. Four Japanese climbers are presumed dead following an avalanche on Mount McKinley. The U.S. Park Service says five people were traveling as one rope team early Thursday morning when they were swept off a hill. This is SRN News.
The all-new Mark Davis Show. Morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
Live from the studios of 660 AM. The Answer. This is DFW Medical Magazine, featuring helpful and insightful commentary from DFW area medical professionals. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphius interviews medical experts and asks the important questions that affect your health. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Medical Magazine. Now, here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphius.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness information. This is Dr. Brian Nymphius, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of beautiful Southlake, Texas. Joining me always is Kevin Stewart, the great rehab assistant of Victory Chiropractic and research guru.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brian.
Thank you so much for joining us again.
It's always nice to have some good applause. We had
a good day at work today. Thank you, everybody in the audience, for applauding. Doug Rake of Haney Rake and Repast. Doug, welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine.
Good to be back here, and from the lawyer's perspective, it's just good not to get booed.
That's right. There you go. Now, for all of you listening out there, thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday afternoon with us. And if you've listened before, we want to thank you for coming back and joining us. And if you've never listened and this is your first time, well, you're in for a treat. We have live in studio a guest. This is the first ever, so this is going to become the official podiatrist of the DFW Medical Magazine. Joining us from Foot and Ankle Associates of North Texas, the great Dr. Paul Steinke.
Great.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, as always, our show is brought to you by Adventure Kids Play Care in Southlake, Texas, and the Boardroom Salon, who has now have multiple locations, and they've just opened up the Uptown in Dallas. So the Boardroom Salon is a great place for us men to get our hair cut. And since it's Father's Day, why not let your husband or your father be treated to a nice haircut at the Boardroom? I did not get my haircut last week like I said I was going to, so maybe this week I'll spend some time.
Well, it still looks good, Brian. And I got to tell you, I love Southlake, but I really love Uptown. And what I recommend you do is you go try the new Boardroom in Uptown and then eat at one of those fancy restaurants. And there are a lot of pretty women hanging around out there.
Well, now, I don't need to look at all of the pretty women because I am happily married to the beautiful Mrs. Nymphius. But that sounds like it could be expensive. And as a chiropractor, I don't know that I make attorney money yet, right?
Well, we were talking about how attorneys didn't make chiropractor money, and we certainly didn't make podiatrist money. So.
No, very few of us do make podiatrist money. And with that, because everybody has feet, and everybody sooner or later is going to need a podiatrist. If you don't already need one, you may in the very near future. And if you do need one, I strongly suggest Foot and Ankle Associates of North Texas. Now, Dr. Steinke, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the world of podiatry?
Sure, no problem. I just first want to start by telling everybody a little bit about my background, where I'm from.
Yes.
I'm originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so I am a cheesehead. I apologize to some of you fans out there that don't like the Packers.
Now, you know, we don't want to have to talk about politics because that's a touchy subject. But so right out of the gate, you bring up that you're a Packers fan. You sure you want to say that?
I do. I'm proud. It is America's team now, after all. So.
Whoa.
I kid.
But oh, okay. I like that.
Okay. So you're from Wisconsin. You are a noted cheesehead.
I am. Obviously, I'm a podiatric physician at Foot and Ankle Associates of North Texas. That's actually in Grapevine, which is on the corner of 26 and Kimball.
Yes. The great city of Grapevine, by the way.
I agree. There's actually five physicians there in addition to myself. We have Mary Beth Crane, which I'm sure some people have heard of before. She's a very
noted runner, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She's actually an Ironman. She really gets out there.
Wow.
In addition to her, we also have Dana Giacalone, Adriana Carpati, and John McCurry. Okay. As far as my own background, I'm new to the Texas area. I've been here for about a year. Okay. Originally, like I said, from Wisconsin, did my training in Madison, Wisconsin, where I specialized in reconstructive rear foot and ankle surgery, as well as diabetic limb care and wound salvage. I did a large majority of my residency training with the Veterans Administration, which gave me a really broad, letting me delve into that diabetic wound care, a lot of amputations, things like that, unfortunately. But we try to prevent those at our office. We're a very conservative practice.
Now, you guys have a website, too. www.faant.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. We try to say every one of our patients, we want them to have a fantastic experience.
That is huge. I like that. Fant.com. I like that.
Very good. Let me ask you this. What is the training or what is the education of a podiatrist and how does it differ than a medical doctor?
It's very similar, actually. Obviously, we do an undergraduate degree, and it's the same exact requirements before you go into our regular medical school. Once you do get applied to podiatry school, it is a four-year program. The main difference between podiatry school and medical school is that while the first years are very collinear with a medical student, we take the same courses. Most podiatry schools are actually in the same building and use the same faculty as a medical school. After that first 2 years, we do focus very strongly on the foot and ankle, meaning that we do our rotations almost exclusively in that, but at the same time, also do rotations just like medical students in things like vascular surgery, internal medicine.
And then when you graduate from podiatry school, is there a residency?
There is. Nowadays, in the past, I'm talking 20, 30, 40 years ago, so some of your older doctors, but nowadays, all podiatrists after they graduate do at least a three-year residency program, and in some cases actually do a fellowship to specialize in an area of podiatry, because unlike orthopedics, which obviously focuses just on bones, okay, for the most part, podiatry, every aspect of the foot is basically treated. So, dermatology, and we talk about obviously bones themselves, we are surgeons, but sports medicine, it's really a lot of different specialties all wrapped up into one.
And you say the foot, but off air we were visiting, and it really goes a little bit higher than that, doesn't it?
It does. In the state of Texas, a podiatrist can do any foot and ankle surgery above the ankle as long as that structure has a function within the foot. So obviously that does include things like ankle fractures, ankle fusions, Achilles tendon ruptures, all those kind of surgeries that, obviously don't just start in the foot, but they begin up in the leg.
Gotcha.
So when I was in high school, I had a spiral fracture of my fibula.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that you could have fixed for me?
Absolutely. I actually did one 2 days ago. I did a surgery to repair that. And that's extremely common, unfortunately. It depends on the podiatrist, obviously. Not everybody had training in those areas. Fortunately for me, I had a very good program that allowed me to do those things. So, spiral oblique ankle fractures, again, very common. Ruptures of the Achilles, those are two of my favorite procedures to do, actually.
Okay, so now, of course, for those of you out there, that one of the most common foot problems we hear about is plantar fasciitis. And that's something that you guys have a lot of success in treating, isn't it?
I think we have extremely great success. We see a lot of patients in our office that have seen other podiatrists, other doctors, primary care, being treated for that same condition, and unfortunately haven't had great results. And I think that really goes to the fact that we have a really nice algorithm at our office that's based on, actual research that shows that we have, certain things that we hit for every patient. And we have a list of different treatments, obviously, that the first options don't work for the patient, we have somewhere else to go. We're not just hitting a dead end.
Backtracking a little bit, since I'm the dumbest one on this show, I'll ask the dumb question. What exactly is plantar fasciitis?
Pretty simple. Plantar fasciitis is just like any other itis in the body, which meaning inflammation of, is an inflammation of the plantar fascia, which is a band of tissue in the bottom of your foot. It runs from the heel all the way to the toes. And the way I always tell patients is it's kind of like the string on a bow. Okay, so your bones, your feet are like the wood of the bow, and that plantar fascia is the string. And for patients that either have very high arched feet, very low arched feet, or just very active or doing new activities they're not used to, that band can get tiny little tears in the, near the heel bone. Okay,
and it's incredibly painful, isn't it?
It is incredibly painful. Unfortunately, it is a part of the condition is a contracture issue. So a lot of patients will complain about pain in the morning because as you sleep, your foot points forward, as you know. And as it does that, that band tightens, and those little tears in the morning as you step down basically get retorn, and it's extremely painful.
So what's the 1-2-3 treatment
for? For most people, and I hate saying this because everybody hates the word, but yes, injections are very common for this condition. It is a chronic inflammation within the heel, so in order for the body to recognize there's a major problem going on, we need to get rid of that inflammation, okay? And to get rid of that inflammation is an injection. It usually takes less than 2 seconds, okay, right from the middle of the heel. And while it's painful for that second, after a course of 2 days or so, most patients will experience about a 40 to 70% improvement over the course of the next several weeks. In addition to that, because it is a contracture issue, we talk about stretching as much as possible.
Okay, listen, we're heading into a short commercial break. I want to come back up, talk a little bit more about plantar fasciitis after this short messages. You're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine, brought to you by our great friends at the Boardroom Salon and Adventure Kids Play Care, and of course, Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. Stay tuned.
The answer. This is Texas. No matter what we do it best. We produce more oil than any other state. We have more farms. We produce more cotton than any other state. More cattle than any other state. We also produce more greenhouse gases than any other state. Hey, get over it. I said we have cows. Real natural resources are our people. You will not find a better friend, better neighbor, or better person than right here. For those people, we have the answer. 660 AM, the answer.
You could trade in that car, you could sell it in the newspaper or on a website, or you could do something that will impact a person's life for many years to come. Donate your car today to Charity Motors. When you donate your car to Charity Motors, you're going to get a full fair market value tax deduction guaranteed. Your tax deduction is based on the value of your car. Charity Motors is the only car donation program in the Lone Star State that offers you this amazing tax break. But the best news is, when Charity Motors gets your car, they're going to turn around and sell it at about half off to someone in the community that needs a car. And when your car sells to that person, you get to pick the charity of your choice that will receive the money from the sale of your car. So get that great tax break, help somebody right here in the DFW Metroplex, and help a local charity. Charity Motors helps hundreds of charities a year. So you pick the charity that's closest to your heart. You get that great tax break, and someone in the community gets a car. Get the ball rolling right now at charitymotors.org or call 972-CHARITY. That's 972-CHARITY or charitymotors.org.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Seems the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins. There's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were clamoring for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-300-3707. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-3707. 1-800-300-3707.
You just had your uh-oh moment. It started when you learned your debit card had been declined. It got worse when your bank said they canceled it because personal information was compromised. Frustration turned to panic when you realized your identity, including your bank accounts, could be in the hands of some identity thief and possibly being sold on the black market. And while your bank may gladly mail you a new card, what you really need now is some real identity theft protection. Call now and order the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Call now and mention Enroll 60 and get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Check LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-638-6157. 1-800-638-6157. 1-800-638-6157. Network does not cover all transactions. And scope may vary.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business branding is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
This is 660 AM, The Answer.
The DFW Medical Magazine show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, and thank all of you so much for listening to us. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of Southlake, Texas. If you've just joined us, we're talking live with Dr. Steinke of the Foot and Ankle Associates of North Texas. We're talking about podiatry. We're talking about all the stuff that's going on with the feet. And when we left off going into the last break, coming out of the break, we want to talk more about plantar fasciitis, because that's a condition that affects millions of people across the country. And people are suffering from it needlessly, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It is probably the most common condition that we treat in our office.
Okay, so left off, we're talking about stretching. You mentioned a lot of people do injections to help. And then you're talking about stretching. So keep going. What do we do for the plantar fasciitis?
Correct. So typically most patients do get an injection, okay, which obviously is giving you the most pain relief, but it's not doing all the work. There is a very tight contracted band, and so stretching is very key. And the most common stretch that we have our patients do is the basic wall stretch, where you lean against the wall. You get that nice Achilles and calf stretch, okay? The other one that we do that's very common is up the bottom of a stair. Okay, bottom of the staircase, not the top. We don't want other injuries.
don't want to fall down the stairs.
Exactly.
No, that's
exactly
when you need the chiropractor.
Right. And in addition to that,
the lawyer.
Yeah.
Yes, depending on who stares.
In addition to that, we do also talk about shoe gear, because the big problem, especially...
Wait, we talk about what?
Shoe gear, I'm sorry.
Shoe gear. Okay.
Shoe gear.
The correct shoes. Gotcha.
I say it so often, it just kind of rolls out real fast.
Well, and you're also from Wisconsin. And in Texas, Doug can attest to this, that you talk a little slower.
Wisconsin.
I don't say it that way, by the way.
Hey, you've only been here a year. Give it time.
I know. But we do talk about shoe gear. A big problem that we notice in today's society is that a lot of people are wearing flip-flops. And I'll be honest, I'm actually wearing mine today. But the problem is people are wearing them all the time. So very ill-supportive. They're not giving that arch the support that it needs. And obviously your heels are falling on the ground much harder than they would if you're wearing a more supportive tennis shoe. So when we talk to patients that are having active attacks, we're usually getting in an insert and an athletic shoe. Okay. And the reason that we do that while they're having their active symptoms is that we want to stretch the band with the insert by pushing up into the arch, take a little pressure off the heel, and also gain some stability in the foot, so we're not having that motion going on in the plantar fascia that will aggravate the condition.
Okay, so how do you get people in the proper support? What's the typical way you figure out what kind of support they need?
Well, when I see a patient, obviously I'm doing my clinical exam, so I'm evaluating the motion of all the joints in their foot and their ankle. Okay, once I've determined that, I also do an exam where I make them walk up and down the hall, basically what we call a biomechanical exam. What that tells me is, are they pronating, which meaning your foot is collapsing, or they have very high arches, or they have an average foot. That all gets factored into how we determine the most appropriate way to treat them with a shoe. Now, tennis shoes, people think they go to the store, they basically are looking for the one that looks the coolest, and I'm guilty of that myself.
I think we're all guilty of that.
I'm guilty of going to the store and looking for the one that costs the least. which is probably also a bad decision.
Yeah, or the one that makes you look fast. That's always important.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
I haven't found that one.
Okay, so you mentioned a lot about shoes. How about someone that works a lot, that does a lot of work standing on their feet all day? How do you prevent plantar fasciitis with a proper shoe wear?
Well, as far as plantar fasciitis is concerned, like I said before, a lot of it is the contracture of that band in the bottom of your foot. So if you don't have a good arch support in your shoe or an actual shoe that has that arch support built in, you're not adequately stretching that band throughout the day, and it will contract, and that can give you a lot of discomfort. Obviously, with an arch support, if you think about it, you're really increasing the weight distribution on the bottom of your foot as well by putting some up in your arch. So if you're having heel pain at the end of the day or pain in the front of the balls of your feet, something in your shoe that gives you that little extra arch support can take some of that pressure off those problem areas.
So in connection with your exam, do y'all actually recommend a list of shoes to patients after you've examined them?
Absolutely. We always recommend a list, and it's a list that we work with our podorthist to come up with. A podorthist is basically someone that's an expert in shoes and inserts, okay?
I've never heard that term before.
Podorthist, yeah.
It's like that.
It's most only podiatrists know that term, unfortunately. But in either case, we actually have one on staff, which is not very common for a podiatrist's office. So we actually have a store. It's called Healthy Steps. And at Healthy Steps, we offer shoes for, obviously, running. We carry the Brooks line at our store, and we can basically tailor the correct running shoe to your foot based on if you're a high-arched foot or a low-arched foot, or it's that person that's kind of in between. In addition to that, we do also carry diabetic shoes. We do carry shoes that have arch support. So I know, you know, it's the summertime. People don't want to be stuck in a tennis shoe or a real, you know, bulky, you know, Oxford-style shoe. So we do have actually sandals that have that arch support built into them.
Okay, so... I guess you have to get casted for some sort of mold for the proper size of orthotics. You guys do that at the office?
We do. You know, most people will benefit from an orthotic. You know, not everybody needs one, but most people can benefit from one. And most patients, if we see you for plantar fasciitis, we will start with an over-the-counter insert, meaning that if you've seen the commercials for the Dr. Scholl's machine that kind of scans your foot, we have a very similar device. The main difference is that there's a physician who's actually diagnosing what type of foot you have first to kind of get them to that right category. We scan you, and we have a podorthist to check to make sure that it's fitting you appropriately. So, and you can actually try the device out in the store, which is great. That way you don't bring it all the way home, find that you don't want it, and then have to return it. As far as custom devices, now there are some patients that will have chronic plantar fasciitis that does not basically remit with the initial treatment, or it does improve with inserts but doesn't completely go away. When I say inserts, I mean over the counter. When I talk about orthotics are custom made devices. We make them by doing a full biomechanical exam of your foot, and the cast that we make is actually made with fiberglass in our office, and it fits your foot and makes a little slipper impression of your foot. And what we do with that is we send it into a laboratory, and they make the orthotic off of that cast that we've made of your foot. Now, it's not just the mold. It's also the exam that we gave you, the biomechanical exam, to determine where your problems are, because we can actually change and realign those joints so you have less functional pain later. It's, in other words, it's not just a copy of the bottom of your foot. There's a little bit more put into it.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, there's a whole host of questions I've got for you. So if you guys are just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Steinke, a Foot and Ankle Associates of North Texas, the official podiatrist of the DFW Medical Magazine.
Absolutely.
And we want to thank you so much for joining us. And ladies and gentlemen out there, if you're listening and you have any questions about your feet, please give us a call. The toll-free number is 866-660-5759, 866-660-5759. Now, one of the questions I have for you real quick is, we were talking to our good friends at DFW Runs last week, and they helped put on a lot of the 5Ks and a lot of the adventure runs. And they were talking about how the stretch shoe has been real helpful. The the Skechers shoe that gives a little stretch to the foot, so to speak.
Oh, the Shape Ups? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, no, not Shape Ups. It's a different type of shoe that rocks
a
little bit.
It's a Skechers product.
It's a Skechers product. Do you have any comment on that, or do you know anything about those?
I really don't know much about them. Skechers has not really gotten into the running market as much as some of the other shoe companies.
Apparently, they're just now starting.
Yeah, if they're just starting, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not that familiar with those.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a lot of companies out there like Brooks and ASICS that do a really great job at making a good running shoe.
Yes. Brooks is a very – I've always been a New Balance and Adidas fan myself, but a lot of my running friends like the Brooks a lot. Okay, and then another question that has been emailed in, so to speak, is what about the glove shoes? What do you guys think about that in the world of podiatry?
You know, there really is a, a big discussion in the field of podiatry about is minimalist running is what we call it, where you're either wearing a shoe that's very lightweight or one that actually conforms to your foot. Is it good for you or is it not good for you? Now, my personal opinion is that is minimalist running something that people can do? Yes, but it does take a special type of foot and a special type of athlete, meaning that if you have a very flat foot or very unstable foot, it's really not the sport for you. You're just asking for things like stress fractures, muscle strains, and tears.
And now, back pain, by the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the people that are proponents of the minimalist shoe talk about how we were designed not to run with shoes. And I absolutely agree. What I also refer to when people talk about that is that we weren't designed to run on concrete either. So nobody that I know that's a marathoner or is trying to do half marathons, these long distances, and is running in these minimalist shoes is able to do that on grass or on a path. And unfortunately, we see a tremendous amount of patients that actually come in with stress fractures of their metatarsal bones, which are the long bones behind your toes, just like the ones you can feel in your hand. We see a large number of those, and they haven't been told about the risk of that. And I think that even if you have that very good high arch foot, there's a lot that goes into wearing that shoe, meaning you have to strengthen the muscles of your foot to reduce the risk of having things like stress fractures. And there's exercise you can do. You can actually go to our website, and I don't recommend minimalist running without obviously an evaluation of someone's foot, but if you're just looking at strengthening the muscles of your foot, you can actually go to our website, www.fant.com, and there's actually a spot where you can type in 6 simple exercises, and that can show you 6 simple exercises that you can do to strengthen the muscles of your foot.
Great. Well, thank you so much. That's great information right there. Now, we've got a short break coming up here in about 45 seconds. But before we leave, I want everybody to realize, get your questions ready. We're going to take some calls coming up in the next segment and the segment after that. We've only got 2 segments left, and you can stay for another 2 segments, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, you guys are listening to the DFW Medical Magazine here on 660 AM, The Answer, brought to you by your friends at Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
660 AM, The Answer.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
If your air conditioning goes out, you want it fixed in a hurry, but you don't want just some drive-by technician working on it. Hi, I'm Kelly Carroll with the Ask the Expert show, and I want to tell you about Thompson 72-degree air conditioning and heating. Their technicians are trained to fix it right the first time. They pride themselves in their installation service and repair guarantees. They have straightforward pricing and use innovative products to make your home as clean, healthy, and comfortable as possible. You know, that's who I call when my AC needs help. So call right now and find out how you can get a free high-efficiency air filtration system with installation or $500 off a new complete system install. Call a Thompson's Comfort Advisor at 817-560-4300. That's 817-560-4300. Thompson 72 Degree Air Conditioning and Heating, when the temperature absolutely has to be just right. 817-560-4300. Or thompsonscooling.com.
Somebody told me since I have cracks in my walls that I need foundation repair. Is that true? Let's ask Bill Thomas of Accurate Foundation Repair.
That's not necessarily true. With the drought we're having today, we look at a lot of them that don't need foundation repair. However, they show signs that they may. Truth is, the drought makes it look that way.
Seems like every foundation repair company offers a warranty, but how do I know what warranty even means?
In the service industry, a warranty is only as good as a company writing it. We have the only warranty in the industry that's backed by a third-party insurance company, Structure Home Warranty.
I've heard foundation repair is expensive, so how much does foundation repair typically cost?
Foundation repair issues can get expensive. Shop around, get your best price, then call Accurate Foundation Repair. We'll give you high-quality steel piers at a price you can afford. 972-623-2500. That's 972-623-2500. Or on the web at AccurateFoundationRepair.com.
Accurate Foundation Repair. We give you a lift for a whole lot less.
In all things, you can choose the exceptional or the mediocre. When it comes to mattresses, the mediocre is easy to find. But if you're looking for an exceptional mattress, the very best, you need to look a little harder. You need to visit Sovin European Sleep Systems. There's a good reason why Sovin beds are exceptional. Well, actually, several reasons. First, Sovin beds are made with 100% natural latex foam cushioning and high carbon steel individually pocketed coils. This combination ensures exceptional durability and support, and you'll never see sags or body impressions. Second, Sovin beds are custom tailored to fit you and your partner, based on your build, weight, and how you sleep. A proper fit means greater comfort and a better night's sleep. And finally, the Sovin European Sleep System is made with 100% organic cotton covers lined with fine merino wool, materials that breathe and help maintain stable sleeping temperatures. Durable, healthy, comfortable beds. The world's most comfortable mattress, guaranteed. Sovin European Sleep Systems at Inwood & Lovers in Dallas, behind the Inwood Theater, on the web at sovn.com.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
866-660-CASE-GUY is the number to call to ask your question to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, and thank you so much for listening all across the DFW Metroplex. And for all of you who may be listening on our new website, which is 660amtheanswer.com. So this is a live call-in show. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. The toll-free number is 866-660-5759. Joining us live is Kevin Stewart of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, our lead researcher, Doug Rake of Haney Rake and Repass, the greatest attorney in the entire universe.
And the no researcher.
That's right. He has already done all the research he wants. He's done with all the research. And, of course, now we have the greatest podiatrist we have ever talked to here in studio and possibly the greatest podiatrist in all of Texas.
I think so.
I would tend to agree. Dr. Paul Steinke of Foot and Ankle Associates of North Texas, although there are some other podiatrists that work in your office that may be in the running for that.
Yeah, I don't really think that, but I think that'll irk them a little bit, and I'll enjoy hearing about that on Monday.
Okay. We have got new in-studio people laughing along with us now and clapping for us, too. So we want to thank Helen for running the booth. Helen, thank you so much.
And all of those little people back there that are doing that, there's, what, 10 or 12 of them?
Yeah. So we call them our fans. Those are the 12 of them. They couldn't get to their local radio, so they came in studio with us.
They're our form of disciples.
That's exactly right.
12 of them.
That's why you got 12.
There you go.
Okay, so we are talking about all foot problems, and there's something I want to talk to you real quick before. I mean, there's so many things we want to talk about. We only have two segments left, but I want to talk about yellow toenails for a second, and what's going on when you peel out yellow toenails, because that's very common, isn't it?
It is extremely common. You know, in today's society, a lot of people are runners. They're very active in sports, especially our youth, which they're kind of setting themselves up for as they get older, getting something called getting fungal infections in the toenails. Because as we trap our feet in these tight-fitting shoes and we sweat and we wear them every single day, it does increase our risk for getting a fungal infection that really likes that moist environment. There are other conditions that cause yellow toenails, things like psoriasis and just trauma to the nail itself. But more often than not, it usually is a fungal infection, which makes the nail yellow, flaky, kind of brittle, very common condition.
And is that easily treatable and reversible?
There are treatment options for it. The most common one that most people will try first is a topical medication. Unfortunately, topicals only work about 25 to 35% of the time, just because the fungus itself lives underneath the nail, not at the surface. So the application has to be daily, and you can't really miss a day. Otherwise, you don't have that adequate supply of the medication to kill it. The most common treatment is Lamisil, which is a pill that you take once a day for 90 days. There has been some literature that states that it can cause liver problems. So for patients that have history of liver disease or are taking drugs that are working on their liver or, you know, just have had problems before with medications that cause their liver enzymes to elevate, we do stay away from that. But in addition to that, we haven't, and that, again, that's about 75% effective, okay? For people that can't take those, you know, don't want to take the topicals, it doesn't work very well, don't want to take the oral because they don't want to risk their liver's health, the newest treatment that we have now is actually a laser treatment that we, at our office, we actually have a laser made by Pinpoint. It's the first FDA-approved laser for treatment of fungal toenails. And what the treatment does is it sends a special wavelength of light through the nail itself and painlessly kills the fungus within the nail. And it really only takes about 40 minutes to treat all the nails of each foot. And the great thing about that is it's about 88% effective.
So that, what happens if you don't treat it? Does the fungus spread to something other than your nails?
Typically, it will just stay in the nails. You can get athlete's foot, which is also a fungal infection. So between your toes or in the arch of your foot, you know, that itchy, wet kind of skin that people get with little blisters, that can occur. Typically, it will not spread to your hands just because your hands aren't in a moist environment all the time, okay? But it obviously is a very cosmetically unappealing problem. In addition to that, if the nail continues to thicken, because they can really get thickened, you know, sometimes 4, 5, 6 times normal thickness, they can be painful in a shoe or cause ingrown toenails.
Right.
So now it grows under the nail. So are there times you have to surgically remove the nail to get rid of it, to treat it?
There are. In some patients that have fungal nails because they've at some point damaged the nail, some sort of trauma has made the nail grow irregularly, making it more prone to get a fungal infection, we do remove the nail. And in those cases, we do one of two things. And this is typically for your very painful nail, usually in your older population. We remove the nail, either let it grow back, hoping that the fungus won't recur. In other words, we treat it with a topical to prevent that from happening. Or we can actually put a chemical on the nail to prevent it from growing back again. And what happens is you have a thickened skin that for, you know, from 10 feet away or more, sometimes even less, you won't even notice. You know, if people are looking at your toes that closely, maybe you need new friends, I think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, in the summer in South Lake, and everybody's wearing the flip-flops now and the open-toed shoes, that's something you want to get taken care of, I would imagine, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think the biggest, you know, our laser is a great product. We get really busy in the summer. Unfortunately, the toenail does take sometimes 9 months to a year to grow out. So people come in the summer thinking it's that quick fix. Unfortunately, we kill the fungus, but it still has to take that almost full year for that nail to grow back normal.
That really sounds like, you know, with the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, really fits that particular problem.
Absolutely. We definitely recommend for athletes that we are rotating our shoes. Okay, we're also spraying them with an antifungal spray, and that's something we can supply at our office. In addition to that, you know, obviously you don't want to be sharing shoes with other people. You don't want to be walking barefoot around pools and public locker rooms and showers. You should really be wearing a flip-flop, and that's really what the flip-flop was designed for. It was designed to be worn, you know, on pool decks in locker rooms, not to into the mall for 5 hours.
Yeah. And your office actually has a spa and a pedicure portion to it. Does that help that issue?
We do. And the reason we have that is when we first opened that, the reason for that was for our diabetic patients or our patients who are at risk, meaning that they have conditions that they cannot feel their toes, meaning they have a condition called neuropathy where they have numbness. And we don't want them to have cut themselves and have infections. So basically, that's a place where you can go to get manicures and pedicures, so they don't have to worry about that. In addition to that, we did extend that service to the community, and basically we do pedicures for people that just want a clean pedicure, because unfortunately there are a lot of places out there that don't do a good job cleaning their tubs, the wash basins they're putting your feet in, or they're reusing instruments before being sterilized. And our spa basically is one-time use every product. All our instruments are steam sterilized, just like they would be if you were to have an operation.
And the unsterilized pedicures can contribute to fungal infections, can't it?
Absolutely. I think the most common cause of fungus that I hear from patients, usually women in their mid-40s, they say, I went to a salon, I've never had this before, and she dug in the corner of my nail, and now I have this strange yellowing in my nail.
Right.
So to recap, the strange yellowing, it's a fungal infection. Boy, don't say that one too fast.
In most cases, it is.
Which is treatable and preventable, but it takes time to treat it. And you guys use that laser therapy, and that sounds like the best bang for your buck, so to speak.
It is. The one thing about it is it's FDA cleared for use. Unfortunately, it's considered a cosmetic procedure. So for some, you know, there is a cost involved with that is not go to your insurance.
So that, now that's not a big surprise to any of us in this room, yeah, that something that's actually effective, safe, isn't going to be covered by insurance. Is that where you're getting at?
Exactly.
That doesn't surprise us at all. But yet the very harmful drug, Lamisil, which is potentially going to ruin your liver, that's probably covered, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise any of us in here, does
it? It's funny
it?
How that all works out.
Yes. That's a shocker that a drug has a massive side effect.
We're very cynical on this show, by the way, if you haven't figured that out.
Okay, so... And we are also very pro doing things that are actually going to work for us. We do a lot of stuff at our office as well. So those laser treatments, are they reasonably priced? Or, I mean, laser is kind of an expensive thing, I would imagine.
It is, and it's not, unfortunately, it's about $1,000 for a treatment, okay, which the great thing about it is it's a one-time treatment. You don't have to worry about taking a pill for 90 days or applying, this nail lacquer to your nail for a whole year. With that being said, you know, it's really the most effective treatment for nail fungus. And if you just want it gone and you don't want to have to worry about it anymore, I think it is the most appropriate treatment for the nail fungus.
And you said it takes about 45 minutes to do all the toes?
We do all the toes because even if there are toes that are looking and appearing normal, there obviously is some fungus there. You know, it just hasn't set in yet. And typically most nails, when it does start, it is some sort of trauma. So typically you do see it on the big toenail and the little guy just because they're either getting bumped by shoes or kicking bedposts, kicking soccer balls, those kind of things.
And yeah, given its effectiveness and the fact that it's becoming more and more common, I foresee a day that it will probably be at least partially covered by insurance? Or is that what you are hoping for?
It's a possibility. You know, I think, like I told you before, unfortunately, you know, fungus, even though it is a very cosmetically unappealing, problem, the insurance companies see that as something they don't have to pay to treat. There are patients that do have pain, but even in that case, very rarely, I actually have not heard of a single insurance company that would cover the cost of the laser.
Well, that's very frustrating because there is actually some research out there that shows that fungal infections can spread, even go up into the gut. If it breaks the skin, there are some that should be at least taken much more serious by the insurance
company.
Yeah,
that was my reason for the initial question of does it stay in the nail? Because if it has the potential of spreading beyond the nail and becoming something other than cosmetic, I really do think insurance companies absolutely should cover your laser treatment to get rid of it.
Yeah. Sure,
that's
absolutely
my opinion.
But well, you know, here we'll start a petition right now to get, and maybe we get
more signatures right here.
That's right. We'll get it started here. So for all of you out there listening, thank you so much for joining us. It's a beautiful day outside. But please, if you have any questions, feel free to get them ready. 866-660-5759. Now we've got a few more minutes before the next. Maybe not. Maybe do it. Okay, we got
a few seconds.
So we're coming up on the short break. You're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine, brought to you by our great friends at the Boardroom Salon and Adventure Kids Play Care in South Lake, Texas. We'll be right back.
660 AM, The Answer.
If the experts are right, it is going to be another brutally hot and dry summer. The combined negative effects of weather, our expansive clay soils, and restricted watering could spell trouble for your foundation. I'm Tom Kidd, engineering graduate of Texas A&M and owner of Structured Foundation Repairs. Our number is 972-484-1200. Thousands of homes experienced foundation problems last summer, and thousands more will develop problems this year. So if you are noticing the telltale signs of foundation problems like brick and sheetrock cracks and doors that don't work properly, do not delay. Call Structured today at 972-484-1200. We'll perform a free comprehensive analysis of your foundation and only recommend repairs that are actually needed. We're fully insured, and our peers come back by a true lifetime transferable warranty. And remember, the earlier that you identify and repair foundation issues, the easier and less expensive those repairs tend to be. So call Structured Foundation Repairs today at 972-484-1200. Or click structuredfoundation.com.
You've heard every possible ad about buying gold and silver. You've heard all the benefits of rolling over your IRA or 401k into a gold IRA, but you haven't heard this. American Bullion, the leader in gold IRA rollovers, is offering to set up your gold IRA account for free. That's right. When you start a gold IRA rollover through American Bullion, you pay no IRA setup, no rollover fees for one full year. The time is now to protect and diversify your retirement assets with gold.
gold. Call American Bullion and get it done over the phone in less than 10 minutes. Call 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion will set up your gold IRA and roll over any portion of your current retirement assets into real gold free of charge. When it comes to owning gold in your retirement account, you need to go with the leader, American Bullion. Call 800-479-2177. Minimum rollover is $10,000 to qualify.
You already know that the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. But did you know that Dalworth is also the answer to all your flooring needs? Hi, Cheryl here for Dalworth Clean. With our award-winning service, we can revive, restore, or replace all the flooring in your home. From carpet and tile to wood and stone, nobody knows flooring better than Dalworth. And only Dalworth offers the one-year cleaning rebate, which gives you the opportunity to get the money you've spent on cleaning back when you purchase new flooring from Dalworth. Some conditions do apply, so call us today for details. And be sure to ask about all our specials. Prices won't be any lower than they are right now, so it's a great time to get your home Dalworth clean. Dalworth is a 6-time Consumer Choice Award winner and has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Why wait? Call us today or make your appointment at Dalworth.com. And remember,
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dalworth clean.
USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families. The story points out how good parents do whatever it takes to provide for their families, right? If you need to earn more income, listen to what best-selling author and financial advisor Ray Lucia says about IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. He calls it, quote, an amazing way to earn a significant income in your spare time. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is your own home-based, internet-based business. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can totally do this. There's no selling soap, no cold calling. You set your own hours and have virtually unlimited earning potential. Their proven step-by-step program can help you get started today. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is A-plus rated, affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they want you. So do this. Visit IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
660 AM, The Answer. 660 AM, The Answer.com.
The DFW Medical Magazine Show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUIDE. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, and thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of Southlake, Texas. We're joined live with Dr. Paul Steinke of the Foot and Ankle Associates of North Texas. Now, Dr. Steinke, you guys do surgeries, correct?
That is correct.
All of the doctors board certified?
All five of our physicians are, you know, I'm a newer physician of the area, so we all do foot and ankle surgery, but I'm what we call board qualified, okay, because I'm a newer physician of the area. But we all do surgery, all very conservative doctors. In other words, you're not going to come into our office with a bunion or a hammer toe and not at least get offered a conservative option. I think that's one of the major complaints that we have from patients that come for second opinions is that they feel like they're being herded into the operating room.
Okay, so you guys are you're going to first try to approach it without having to do surgery, correct?
Right. I mean, there are patients that absolutely require surgery, and we'll have that discussion. But we definitely try the conservative measures when we can to get people the comfort that they need and want.
Real quickly, you threw out two terms, and I get them mixed up. What is a bunion and what's hammer toe?
A bunion is basically that bump you see behind your big toe, and it causes a lot of problems for some people because it makes your foot much wider, which makes it harder to fit in the shoes that you'd like to wear, especially for women. In addition to that, there is a small nerve there that can get pinched, and as the joint, as the bump gets larger, it actually can basically change the way that joint works and cause arthritic condition to the joint itself. Now, a hammer toe is actually a contracture of the toe. So if you're trying to, you know, pick up a pencil off the floor, the way your toes contract like that, that is when your toes stay in that position all the time. That is what we call a hammer toe. And for some people, that is a problem because the toe rubs the top of the shoe or the very tip of the toe kind of hits the ground instead of the entire bottom surface of the toe. And a lot, once that pressure builds, it's going to become a very painful condition.
I have it in my head that women have this problem more than men. It's because they wear those really tight high heels. Is that not true? Is that not where the problems at least some come from?
Some can come from tight shoes, but typically it's you have to have an instability of the joint behind your great toe for it to begin. Okay. And wearing a tight shoe is going to exacerbate that condition. Absolutely. I think we do, as doctors, tend to see more women with bunions and hammer toes, but it's in a lot of cases it's they have to wear a tighter shoe, so they complain a lot sooner than a man would who can wear that nice accommodative large shoe.
I got you.
Okay, now, you okay to take a couple of calls?
Sure.
Okay, I want to go to line one here. I want to talk to Mr. Mike O'Brien. Mike, this is Dr. Brian Infius. Welcome to the DFW Medical Magazine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'll make a comment, and then I'll hang up for you to answer.
Okay.
I've got a Morton's neuroma on my right foot, so diagnosed. It really manifests itself in different ways. Sometimes it's pretty painful, and sometimes I don't know it's there. But I have a swelling in my forefoot that I notice when I put my shoes on. I've been to several podiatrists, and they each recommend surgery, one recommending going on the top of the foot, one on the bottom. When you read on the internet the various ways to treat Morton's neuroma, they talk about alcohol injections, and they talk about surgeries. All of them have their pros and cons. So I guess my question is there a good, dependable, non-surgical way to treat it so that you can avoid some of the horror stories you read on surgery?
Sure. As far as most patients that come in with a Morton's neuroma, it is an entrapment of the nerve in the bottom of your foot being pinched by the two bones, the two metatarsal bones in that area. A lot of times, you know, most patients come into my office, they're going to get a steroid injection as well because that nerve is inflamed. It's enlarged, kind of like what an onion bulb looks like. We want to shrink that down so it's not getting as pinched by the bones. The injection does a really good job of doing that, and we do up to three of those steroid injections. In addition to that, typically we'll put you in an insert or a pad, and that goes behind the area of pain, and what that pad is doing is taking pressure off the nerve itself so it can calm down and start to heal, but also it's gently separating the bones that are pinching that nerve. Now, I heard you talked about what we call sclerosing or alcohol injections for the nerve. That is the only other conservative measure once those first two things I talked about fail, because what that does is it actually kills the nerve itself. So afterwards, you don't feel anything in that area because the nerve is literally dead. My problem is with those, and I have done those before in the past, I found that a lot of the patients can have other problems as far as the toes deviating because the muscles are being killed by that alcohol as well, not just the nerve. And to answer one of your last questions as far as the surgery, you talked about some people going from the top and from the bottom. You know, it really is surgeon preference. Some surgeons don't like to go to the bottom of the foot because they believe that a larger scar can form there. I haven't seen that in my own experience, that you have an increased scar formation that can become painful in the future. It's really just the way that surgeon was trained. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. That's very informative. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mike, thank you so much. Call. Yeah, thank you so much for the call. Is this the first time listening to the show?
Well, actually, I started listening to you guys when I saw that Mark Davis had got on your show on a billboard, and ever since I've been listening, I've been hooked about 2 weeks.
Well, kudos to Mark Davis then.
Yes, and thank you so much for listening.
You bet you.
Have a great weekend, sir.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, that's fantastic. We love to hear that.
Absolutely.
Yes, and thank you, Mr. Davis, for bringing some new listeners to the show. Now, we have another caller that is online too here. But before I get there, I have a real quick question. You know, we have accessory bones underneath the foot, correct?
That's correct.
Now, is it very common for those to fracture and get injured from heavy athletic use or heavy athletic participation, I should say?
It can happen. They're called sesamoid bones. There's two of them. They're underneath the great toe joint, so on the ball of your foot. They are more common in patients that have very high arched feet or on their toes a lot. So, you know, obviously, we're talking about minimalist shoes earlier. People that are wearing those kind of shoes can increase the risk of injury for that. But any impact exercise that keeps you on your toes can damage those bones. They don't always fracture, but when they do, they unfortunately are one of the harder bones in the foot to heal because they're just very poorly vascularized, meaning they have very poor blood flow in them.
Yeah, so that sounds like they don't always fracture, but when they do, it is serious. Yes, we have the great Aaron Luna, one of South Lake's very own one of the greatest running backs ever and baseball players. He's in the Cardinals organization, and he had a fracture of one of his sesamoid bones.
Yeah, a lot of times we can basically immobilize them in a walking boot and take some pressure off it, and they do heal, okay? It usually takes a little longer than than most bones in the foot. In some rare cases, unfortunately, they do have to be excised, or actually what we'll do is we'll drill into them to help to stimulate blood flow, hoping that we can save that bone. Yeah. We don't always like to take it out, though, because it can create some instability in that joint.
Yeah, and plus it's a painful-sounding surgery.
Yeah, they tried the more conservative route with Aaron, and then they eventually got to the surgery. So, and we wish him the best.
Absolutely. Okay, now I want to go to line two, the great Joe from Colleyville. Joe, my man, welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine.
Dr. Nymphius, you're doing it again, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Kevin, Doug, you there, right?
I am here.
All right, guys. Listen, Doctor, I got a question for you.
Shoot.
Can you get problems that can originate and cause other areas to act up, such as your knee or even your lower back? Can improper, arch support, or is there, problems that can be caused by the foot that can create problems in other parts of your area and be alleviated by what you do and how you treat it, as far as with supports or whatever? And also, quick question, what's the difference between a corn and a bunion?
Okay. Let's start the corn and bunion real quick. A corn itself is really just a fancy word for a callus, usually on the top of your toe. So rubbing from the shoe gear makes a thick callus painful. That on top of the little toe is the most common spot that people talk about. Now, a bunion is actually, if you look, look at your hand, behind your thumb, that joint right there sticks out on the foot, and that's what we call a bunion.
Oh.
Now, I'm sorry, what was your first question again?
Can you alleviate problems?
Yes, okay, yes, now I recall.
Can they be caused by your foot primarily?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, for people that have very flat arches, that can cause knee pain. And by giving arch support, we can basically realign the foot. We help to realign the knee and up the chain, okay? Obviously, now if you're having a condition like plantar fasciitis or even a bunion, any pain in your foot will alter the way you walk to avoid that pain. And we see a lot of patients that come with compensatory pain in the other foot or in a knee or in a hip just because they're trying to alter the way their normal gait pattern is to avoid that pain.
I see. Now, do you sometimes work with chiropractics as far as aligning the foot, or is it just primarily through arch support?
Typically, it depends. There are certain conditions that chiropractors are very great for treating foot conditions. As far as one common condition is for runners, they have a condition called cuboid pain syndrome, which is just a condition where a joint gets a little subluxed and it's out of position. Chiropractors do a 110% better job than I would ever do snapping that back into place. Also, they do great things like arosti, which is, basically breaking up scar tissue and actually mobilizing muscles. And I think Dr. Nymphius would be better at explaining that than I would, obviously.
No, I think you did a good job.
Okay, great.
I'm a big cuboid adjuster. I don't do a lot of the arosti.
Oh, I love them. And I didn't know that, so you'll probably be seeing some of my patients.
Oh, okay. I'm good at that. I'm an ankle and feet adjuster. But I'm no plantar fasciitis taken care of. In fact, I have a patient that is getting ready to probably head your direction.
Great. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, listen, we're out of time. Joe, thank you so much. Thank all of you out there for listening. And we will be back next weekend with a real rocket scientist. We've got coming in studio Tim Smith. He helped create the chip that sent the lunar module to the moon and back. He'll be in studio with us next week. Thank you so much. All of you fathers out there, have a great Father's Day. We love you. We'll talk to you next week.
And entertainment purposes only. Seek a medical professional for answers to your specific questions. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Medical Magazine. Here on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. 660 AM, The Answer. The Mike Gallagher Show.
The U.S. Supreme Court's decision on Obamacare is expected any day now. I'll tell you why this historic ruling will affect your life more than any issue in the history of this great country of ours. I'm also blessed with being friends with some of the smartest people in America. The great Hugh Hewitt will stop by to talk about his new book. And when people talk about the smartest guy in the room, Hugh Hewitt is one of them.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at noon on 660 AM. The Answer.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-900-4417. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor,